Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Berti, the content marketing expert, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgaberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how to build a successful business, how to grow our brands, but what about if we have a business that isn't doing so well? How do we get that transformation from a failing business into a successful business? That's what we are going to focus on in this episode. Today's guest is a decorated U.S. military combat veteran who turns failing businesses into successes across Europe and the U.S. He has been handpicked to consult some of the most influential people in the world about how to expand their brands, build value and loyalty, and develop strategies for increasing beneficial relationships. Throughout his career, he has led international organizations, managed multi-continent projects, and coached executive teams in non-traditional ways that led to significant success across the board. Today's guest for episode 269 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Stephen Kuhn. Stephen, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
My goodness. I must say that's probably the best introduction I've ever had. Power everywhere. My goodness. Awesome.
Stephen, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm really looking forward to diving into this episode because, I mean, again, like it such focuses on how to grow your business, but we really want to focus now on the transformation. Like if you have a business that isn't doing well, how do we get from where we are now to becoming successful? So we'll talk about that. But before we go right into the episode, I wonder if you could give us some background. So, I mean, I mentioned earlier you help failing businesses become successes. Why did you go in that direction?
Oh, you know, as with most people's careers, I believe, it sort of fell into it. I worked for different companies, either as a consultant or on my own, and it ended up sort of being, I was always a fix-it guy. I don't know why. It was because of the simplicity of my track of thoughts. Pretty sure that's part of it. But otherwise, I was always the guy they called when there was trouble. I seemed to not have a problem with finding the root of the problem and solving it fairly quickly. And of course, it has a lot to do with mindset. A lot of that mindset I learned in the military. Obviously, you don't, no doesn't come into question. You just do it no matter what and find a way. And I guess that's what it sort of stuck with me. And I started working with some politicians and their campaigns, but building up to the campaigns when it comes to how do they get their personality out there without sounding like a politician. And that's also a turnaround. That's sort of a brand turnaround. So I started doing that as well. So yeah, it's sort of a whole mixture of things. And I just got to the point where people know me as a turnaround guy now. So.
And it's interesting you mentioned how you're known as a turnaround guy. I mean, there's not really like, I don't feel like there's as many people known as turnaround. It's just like growth. How do I grow? But how do I turn around a business? And I mean, you've helped a lot of people with turning around their businesses, but in your like experience, what do you believe most of the failing businesses have in common? Is it a few things with strategy? Is it sometimes the person behind the business? What do you see as some of these common factors that failing businesses tend to share?
Well, it's always one thing, isn't it? Businesses don't run themselves. There's always people. So it's always the human behind that is either, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't have that classic, you know, education and then all the experience that, let's say, a corporate manager would have or someone who works his way up to CEO. They literally jump in cold turkey and they go for it. So there's always like almost always missing parts, missing pieces, missing knowledge. Which isn't a bad thing always, because that actually helps them move quicker and more agile than analyzing everything. So for me, most often. It's just a lack of, you know, lack of knowledge. No one knows everything. So I'm just fortunate that I know a specific amount of information about turning around a company that I can usually, I'd say 100% of the time, find some way to make them immediate revenue. And that's what I do is, the first thing I want to do is what bothers anybody about their business? The first thing that bothers anybody about their business is they need to make money. Right? I need to make money now. I can't afford to do anything else. I can't focus on anything else. I need money now. So instead of going in and saying, look, I'm a consultant, let me sort of structure your new business, they don't care about that. They want money now. So I go in, I find immediate revenue. And then when that comes in and it starts rolling in and I can plan forward, we start talking about scaling and growth and things like that, where we can sustain sort of that new income level. So it's actually less strategic and more of an impactful kind of I don't know, sort of a boom kind of explosion when I walk into when I work with companies, they expect. So the first thing I do is the revenue generation immediate. I actually call it immediate impact revenue. And then I start on the mindset, because the mindset is what carries that. And it just goes from there.
Immediate impact revenue. I absolutely love that name. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to that, where they have goals. I mean, like, I feel like a lot of people, they realize that, hey, like, delegating is really important to me. I like, there are a lot of people who help with breakthrough success who, without them, this show is not what it is now. But for that immediate revenue, like, can you talk a little bit about how you go into a business and look for those kinds of opportunities, and maybe some specific ways that entrepreneurs who are content creators and promoters can embrace this ability to boost their revenue immediately?
Sure. First of all, you know, I did this for 20 years offline. So I traveled, you know, 4 days a week for 20 years. And then last year in August, I decided not to travel anymore and to stay home and do it online. But I never did anything online before. So I literally didn't even have a profile or anything. I had Facebook and I had pictures of my wife. That was about it. And no website, no nothing. So I decided to found a business and start consulting online. And I did no ads, no spend, no SEO. No, I didn't have a website until like 8 months ago. And I've already cracked, you know, multiple six figures. And I did that because I have that one very specific trait, and that is finding immediate revenue. If you have a problem, I'll find it, you know, and I'll, you know, like Ice, what was Vanilla Ice used to say, if you got a problem, you all solve it, you know. So I'll go into the business, and there's three ways to grow your business. There's only literally three ways on this planet to grow your business. And one is to get more clients. The other one is to get your clients to buy more at the point of purchase, meaning upselling. And the other one is to get your clients to buy more often, right? There's a fourth way, that is acquiring a company, but that's usually not an option. So when I look at those three ways, I look at every single company out there does one, maybe two, only the big boys do all three. So new clients or more clients, upselling, and of course, reselling. And the first thing I do is I go in, hey, do you have an email list? Yes. Of past clients? Yes. Have you sent them an email lately? No. Okay, that's action number one right there. Currently, how many sales are you making a day, a month, whatever, a year? Are you upselling? No. Good. Action number two, we're going to start upselling immediately. I'll give you an example. A roofing company. I go into the roofing company. It's a construction company, one of the industries I'm really strong in. And we talked about his prices. And his prices were, you know, a little bit below the competition. But nobody offered warranties because they didn't want to deal with them. It's just a pain and no one really worried about him, you know, this whole thing. So I asked him, what does a warranty cost you? And he said, it cost me $100. I said, it cost you $100? And you can offer a warranty? I said, yeah. So we'll pack it into your price and upsell that, you know, as automatic into his price. So he raised his price to $350 and he automatically he promoted with, we now offer a warranty included. And he made then that $250 per sale more. And he was doing about 30 sales a month. So you can add that up. Now I take that 30 sales a month and I times 12, and that's the new revenue that he has. So he can sit there, he makes $200K more a year in the first hour when we talk from one single action. And this is how it goes through. There's underneath those three ways, get more clients, get your clients to buy more at the point of sale, and get your clients to buy more often. There's hundreds of ways. And the number one way for me to grow the business, any business, is a joint venture or a collaboration. So this means I'm not going into business with somebody. We're not forming a third entity. We're not going into a new tax bracket or anything. It's just you doing your part, me doing my part. I'm a specialist in my area, and you're a specialist in your area. And we do something together, and we split the benefits. So this is the quickest way. For instance, I have a lot of contacts in a lot of different areas. And there's a publicist that I knew, and she was looking for people to interview for Forbes magazine. Well, that was easy for me, wasn't it? So we came together, and I made a lot of money. So it's just this is what I'm always looking for: leverage. How can I leverage what I offer with what someone else's offer, and then offer something that no one else does or better than other people? So there's just a few examples of what it means to make more money. I mean, there's so many out there. It's just you can downsell. When someone doesn't buy, you offer them something cheaper. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people feel is embarrassing, but sometimes it works. You know, then you have the drip campaigns, which you know what that is. And then there's just so many things that you can do to keep your clients or your prospects or your leads sort of, engaged. Upselling and cross-selling, more transactions. God, there's just so many. I can't even begin, you know. So, yeah. Expanded offerings. You know, if you offer this, then offer that with it. And what I like to do is, for instance, bundling. So I can raise the prices if I bundle for something, because people buy for value and sell them for price. If they're buying for price, they'll buy anybody. You don't want them anyway, right? So you do higher prices and you bundle it. So if you sell a widget for $100 and you have a profit margin of 30%, you make $30 for every widget you sell. That means your cost for that widget is about $70. If you discount the widget 10% and sell it for 90 instead of 100, your cost basis is still 70. Now you're only making $20 in profit instead of 30. So for this business, you have to make 1,000. You know, it's just this whole calculation you go through, and you end up saying, okay, I can sell for cheaper, add some stuff to it, but actually with the bundle, I actually make more money. There's just so many different ways to do it. I mean, I can't explain it here right quickly, but you can imagine that there's an endless array of, literally endless, just endless. Yeah.
I mean, so much info in that one answer. Amazing. I mean, like joint ventures. I want to emphasize that one again. I've done joint ventures. I've participated and I've organized them. Those are like one of the easiest ways to grow your email list, get customers. It's a little more advanced because you got to build relationships and affiliate setup depending on what the joint venture is. I've never downsold anything. I've never done any kind of downsell. So probably at some point by the end of 2018, I'll have some downsell set up just based on this interview. So thank you for giving us that advice on the downsell. But one of the things that I want to tap into is I believe there are a lot of people listening to this who believe that they have the expertise, and rightfully so. They have the expertise where if someone comes to them asking for help in their niche, they can come through for that person. They can give them the result they want. They can help that person advance. But I feel like what's really hard for a lot of people is connecting and getting around people who have this problem that they know they can fix. So how can we have that ability to get ourselves in front of the people who have the problems that we know we can solve?
Okay, well, you're talking about influence now, and you're talking about presence and honest connections and things like that. And that's where I like to deploy HIT. And that's one of my training programs that I developed 15 years ago. And now it's some people call me the HIT man. And HIT stands for honesty, integrity, and transparency. So when you're honest in all you do, and specifically with yourself, why you do what you do, and you're transparent about this with anyone who's affected or, you know, sort of has anything to do with your business or why you're making these decisions, the byproduct of these two things is, number one, is integrity. And integrity makes you very, very authentic. And that authenticity allows you to dictate your market value and pretty much do what you want and ask for however much you want, which is how I was able to grow my business from zero to 100 grand in 3 months with no marketing at all, just Facebook Lives. And so this is where I get into the how. And so this is just a quick sort of example. Is I decided, okay, how will I get my name out there as quick as possible to as many clients as possible? So I looked at groups with demographics that matched my demographics and my strengths. One of them was entrepreneurs, obviously, right? The other one was veterans, but better veteran entrepreneurs. So I joined a couple of Facebook groups, and I ended up having access to probably maybe 10,000 people. And I just started doing a live every day and giving free, top of the shelf, most impactful information you could imagine. And I told them exactly what it was. I didn't tell them how to do it, of course. I told them what it was, but I didn't really tell them how to do it. So what this led to is some people understood it, and they ran with it, and they came back, and they would comment on the video and say, I just made, you know, 20 grand off this one simple concept that Stephen just gave me. And this started happening. And after 3 months, I had clients. And my clients, you know, I charge, you know, a nice amount. It's not too high because I make them money immediately. It just sort of skyrocketed from there. And I still do my lives every single day. So it's still a generation. I still don't pay for ads. I still don't pay for any kind of marketing. It's literally Facebook Lives and my page. But let me tell you something that changes everything. And you said it. You said there's a lot of professionals out there, and of course they are, that they can solve the problems of the client when they come to them. The biggest problem and the biggest mistake I see of any kind of service provider is that they take the word of the client that that's their problem, whatever it is. And typically that's not the problem. That's either a byproduct of the problem or just a passing problem. The real problem you really need to find out. For instance, I'll give you an idea. I'll give you an example. I had a client, and he was a pressure cleaner. So he cleaned floors with pressurized water or roofs or walls or whatever. And he said, hey, man, I got a contract for $20K. I'm like, oh, congratulations. What's it for? He goes, I'm cleaning the floors of an apartment complex. I'm like, why are the floors dirty? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, well, shouldn't you be solving that problem? Because you get it, right? So he's saying, oh, I have a contract. I'm going to clean the floors. Floors are dirty. I clean the floors. Yeah, but why are the floors dirty? So he went back and said, why are the floors dirty? And they said, well, the garbage company has old cans and they leak. And he said, why don't I offer you the garbage service? And they said, what a great idea. With new trash cans, here's $1 million contract. So with one question, he changed it from a $20,000 contract to a $1 million contract. Why? Because he was looking for the real problem and not the problem that the customer thought they had. Because you see, the problem wasn't the dirty floors. The problem was the broken trash cans.
That is interesting how sometimes, like, we think that we know the problem, but it's really something else. That's something that, I didn't really think about too much, but it's something that, like, really great thing to take away from this episode. One of the things I want to touch upon a little more is that you mentioned Facebook Lives, and I feel like that's a very interesting way that you mentioned of how you're able to make six figures in 3 months. I'm wondering if you could share with us a little what your approach was with the Facebook Lives. I know you went into groups. I know you're doing them very frequently, and what the price point was of your service also, because I know that it's a very different conversation if you're trying to sell like a $1,000 per month service versus a $2 book.
Yes, of course. But, you know, there's ways to deal with that. Now there's, so this is how it went. I just started talking, and I had no real plan of what I was going to do. I just wanted to see the reaction of the people and how they came to me. Well, the first thing I did was I deployed HIT, Honesty, Integrity, Transparency. That made me very authentic, and people trusted me immediately. Why? Because I was honest about everything. If they asked me a question, I was just so very honest about it that, you know, it was just almost sometimes embarrassing. But this got me credibility very quick. Number two, I already have a background. They Googled me. They can see that I'm not, you know, BSing, that I work with politicians. I work with Mick Jagger. I worked with Olivia Newton-John. I worked with Andrea Bocelli. These are all people that I was engaged by to do one thing or another. So that background really helped me. But, you know, when I started getting offers, I didn't know what to charge. I didn't know what to say. I knew what I charged and what I got for offline consulting. And it was just like a huge thing for me to jump over my own shadow and say, okay, I'm going to start charging. So I did some offers. I said, okay, book 1 hour and get 2 hours for free. Right. And 1 hour was $500. And, you know, I made $6,000 in like 4 minutes. And I was like, okay, that was way too cheap. You know? So I'm like, okay, I got to change this. So I started offering packages. So I started saying, okay, you know, what was it? I think it was $3,000 a month, $3,000 a month for 3 months and things like that. And I sold a bunch of those. And then I got up to 4 months to 6 months for $5,000 to $7,000 a month. And what this is a consulting that will change your life. Okay. It's something that I don't take very lightly. And because of the network that I have, which is literally international businesses, world leaders, politicians, royal family, just ridiculous amounts of contacts that I don't, of course, exploit, but they're always looking for something as well, right? And I'm sort of the connector guy. So I turned into this online consultant that can get you just about, you know, get you FaceTime with just about anyone and help you sort of land your products or your business or your services. Now, one thing I did before as well is I landed like $50 million worth of product in Walmart, Target and Costco 2 years ago with a company in Germany. And that got me into that field as well. So I make some good money there as well. I help people with their products. I land them in, you know, Army Air Force Exchange or other companies, you know, like I said, Walmart and stuff. So this is, it's all consulting. It's all finding the structure of their business. How can they make more money? How can they land a product? How can they land a service? And how can you do it quickly and expeditedly? Let me give you another example. I was in the States last week. Actually, I was in Peru last week with my ayahuasca and San Pedro journey, and then which I do every year. And I came back and I went to Bethesda, Maryland for a while. And I met with one of my clients who was my online client, and he's a real estate guy. And he's a really charismatic guy. And when I met him, he was terrified. He wasn't going to make any money. And we worked on mindset. And now the guy's like just ridiculously successful. And I said, you know, you're too good at this. You got to be teaching this. He goes, I never taught it before. I said, well, let's do a test. So we did a post on Facebook and said, hey, because one of his friends said, hey, can you train me? And he said, I trained one of my friends and I realized that I got a pretty cool system that works really well. Who would be interested if I would give a course, you know, and charge $2,000 a month for 4 months? 5 people signed up in one day.
Wow.
Right. And he was like, oh my God, you're a genius. I'm like, actually I'm not. I just see your strengths and we're going to use it. And we'll see, this is what a true consultant does. They look for the problem. They look for the solution and they build the person up from below. So they elevate them. They're the star, not the consultants, right? The consultants in the background. I don't talk about myself. I don't tell them, you know, it's them. They don't talk about me unless they want to give me a reference, which usually they do one way or the other, or testimonial. But it's all about them, right? You make them feel fantastic. So they're out there driving the business. And we meet once a week, you know, on video, on Zoom, and we record it, send it back for notes, and we go from there. And that's pretty much what I do now. And And I still do my lives, and I still get people, and I still, you know, ask, you know, get big companies as well, not just, you know, one-offs or entrepreneurs, but larger companies ask me as well. And then, I deployed LinkedIn. If you're in business and you're not deploying LinkedIn, then you're missing out on a huge, huge opportunity. 520 million leads in LinkedIn for free. I mean, it's just ridiculous what you can get out of LinkedIn. I mean, Yeah, a lot of money in LinkedIn. Wow. I really do. It's free. So, you know, and there's a bot you can use that even writes the emails for you. So you don't even have to do that. You know, it's an amazing world out there. You can make ridiculous money. I mean, between last year, and I'm not bragging. What I'm saying is this: me, an offline guy, 51 years old, who only had a Facebook profile to sort of brag about his beautiful Hungarian wife. Right. That's basically all I did online. And now, it's, you know, a year later, I bought a house here. You know, I'm speaking worldwide twice a month. You know, and like I said, you know, I have that, you know, multiple six-figure income within a year, within 10 months, actually. And I did it with zero cost, zero. I don't even leave my house unless I have to. Wow. You know, it's like, it's that simple for me. And I cracked that thing. And now, you know, I'm going to be speaking in Morocco at the Arab Affiliate Summit in November, talking, going to be teaching a private class exactly how to do that. It's because it's you can replicate it easily.
Wow. Like with each answer, it's just like, which follow-up question do I pick?
I know. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm like a waterfall. Sorry.
No, this is the kind of episode you want. But you mentioned that, I mean, I've heard a few other people mentioned that they use LinkedIn to drive revenue to their businesses, get clients. But usually when I hear about them using LinkedIn, it's Sales Navigator, or like some advanced LinkedIn account. But you said you do LinkedIn for free. Like that's how you use it and you're able to get these clients. How exactly are you getting clients for free on LinkedIn? Is it just relationship building? Because normally I'm under the impression that you need like a premium or a Sales Navigator to ball rolling.
Not at all. So this is, I'm going to give you a freebie right here, right? So all your listeners, this is a freebie. up in the left-hand corner, you have a search, a search box. Hit that magnifying glass and click then to the right, all filters. It opens up all the filters that you can have, and you just start searching in your area for your companies that you want to search for, or for the job title, or whatever it is. And then you narrow it down until you get to about 300-400. And then you use a Chrome extension called LinkedIn Helper. And it's free for 14 days to try it out. And then after that, it costs $100 a year. That's it. And that writes you 50. You can do more, but don't do more than 50 or you'll get booted. That'll write you personalized, automatic 50 connection requests with an email every single day. Now, here's the trick. You cannot write in-mails. You have to write connection requests with a message. That's how you get around the in-mail, limit. So you have a limit of in-mails you can send. So you go, or you can do it manually. You just go search for your wish people in the town that they are, the industry they're in, that kind of stuff. I actually have Sales Navigator, but I never use it. Unless I want to get a CEO that's been in their business less than 6 months, because you don't have that search option in the free version, but in the LinkedIn, in the Navigator version, I use that. Otherwise, I use the free version. It's simple. Literally, I do a search, takes 2 minutes. I turn on LinkedIn Helper, put in my message, and I leave. And it sends 50 messages. Now, this is really, really key. And this is key. And I'm telling you, this is where you're going to learn the magic to LinkedIn. So listen up. You only write, "Hello, this is Steven from S2K2 Management. I help politicians and business leaders hone their influence to gain more benefits in revenue and influence," something like that. I don't know what I wrote. I change it depending on my offer. "Would you like to connect?" Boom, that's it. That's all you write. So you write your name, your company, what your solution is. What's the solution you provide? No one cares if you're the CEO of XYZ. No one cares. What do I get from you? What do you offer me, right? And then, would you like to connect? That's it. No offer, no nothing. Then you write back, "Thank you so much." When they connect with you, and 3 out of 10 will connect. Sorry, 3 out of 10 will say thank you or write something, and then 4 or 5 will connect. Then you write back, "Thank you very much for the connection. I'm here if you need anything at all. My specialty is this. I help people create revenue," whatever. "Thank you very much. Bye." And from that, you'll get 2 or 3. Look, I just did it last week. I sent 150 mails, contact requests. I got 3 clients for free. Simple. So let's go through that again real quick. Upper left-hand corner, LinkedIn. Search. So there's the search window. There's a little magnifying glass. Click in that magnifying glass. You'll have a tab open up all the way across the top. To the right, it says all filters. Put all filters in there, and we're going to use Philadelphia, PA. And then let's say that we're going to put Philadelphia in there, right? And then we go to, let me do this right now so I'm not going to mess nothing up. So it goes to all filters, and then here we go. So I'm going to go location, Philadelphia. Let me do this right now, actually. Philadelphia, USA. Current company, I can put current company. I can put industry. Let's say, for instance, I want, IT, or I want a CEO. I can put in past companies. For instance, if I want a veteran, I'll put U.S. Army as a past company, and I'll put, human resources as an industry. I'll put in their school if I want. I can put in their nonprofits, their language, their current companies, their locations. I can do all the first connections, second connections, or third connections, or all three. And then I hit search. And then I find the people that I want to talk to. I open my LinkedIn helper and I go write the select and invite second and third contacts. I write a message, a personalized message, and I hit send. And it just starts collecting and inviting automatically. And I'm done. And the message is this: "Hello, it's Steven." And I'll tell you exactly what I write now, so just so you know. "Hello, it's Steven Kuhn from S2K2 Management. I help business and political leaders increase and scale their existing influence for political and financial gain. Would you like to connect?" Wow. That's it. That's all I write. Literally, that's it. So, and here's the trick. That what I wrote, "I help business and political leaders increase, scale, existing influence, political and financial gain," that has to be under my name, under my title. Because this is what happens. They get a message request, or they get a contact request with a message. And underneath your name is that solution that you provide for them. And if it says, "I'm Steven Kuhn, CEO of 350 companies, I'm a badass," that doesn't tell them anything about what I do, right? It has to say, I do this for you. I'm a badass. You know what I mean? That's basically what it has to say. You have, and this is the trick as well. If I'm writing IT guys, I'm going to put an IT solution in there. If I write CEOs, I write that's what I just wrote there, you know, for you, what I just said there. So I tailor my message to the people that I'm writing to. Sorry, tailor my title to the people I'm writing to. So yeah, that's a course I teach. Anybody wants to take that course? It's 1 hour. I will do it with you live on Zoom. We'll do screen sharing. We'll go through your profile. We'll do all the labels and everything. It's super simple. Go to my website, stephen-kuhn.com, scroll all the way down and click link in and sign up, and we'll do it within the next, 5 days. Easy.
That link to the training and also the link to LinkedIn Helper will both be in the show notes, markbrady.com/E269. One of the things that I also wanted to talk about, like a follow-up question I was holding on to, is you mentioned you're doing the LinkedIn, you have this whole approach, you're doing a lot of Facebook Lives, and I'm sure you're doing other things in addition to helping your clients. So how do you balance helping your clients, servicing them, with growing your own brand, getting more clients, and doing everything else for your brand?
Honestly, It's not that much work. It's, you got to realize, my entire life I've ran, you know, multiple companies at the same time. So I've, you know, when I got out of the Army, I had 3 jobs. After I had 3 jobs, I opened up 3 cocktail bars. And then I kept the cocktail bars and opened up a chain of health clubs. And in the end, we had 87 health clubs. Plus I had 3 cocktail bars and a nightclub. So, in Berlin. So it's for me, it's all about, you said at the beginning, delegation, and what the difference is that I delegate, collaborate. So I delegate and collaborate. I delegate the task, but I never delegate the responsibility. So my job is literally only the responsibility to ensure that things get done and get passed on to the right people and that they report back. So all of the actual work and the drive and all that kind of stuff when it comes to the businesses, I never really did. I only managed it. Now it's my own business. Look, I can have, let's say I have 5 clients right now. That's 5 hours a week work for that. That's it. So because I talk to each client 1 hour a week. That's 5 hours a week for 5 clients. So it's 4 hours a month. They each pay me $5,000, and you can do the math, right? But here's the difference. I'm worth it because I get them back their money times 5, times 6, times 10. And I do it in the first 1 or 2 sessions typically. So it isn't, some people are like, oh my God, it's expensive. Well, it's not. It's not at all. I mean, if you're paying me $20,000 for a 4 or 5 month contract, and you get your money times 10 in the first 2 weeks, I think you're going to be pretty happy.
And with that kind of result, like the math, I mean, like who wouldn't take that deal? I mean, if they have that math in front of them. And I mean, like, this has been a really amazing episode. You've shared so many great things with us. And I view podcast episodes like you would view a conference, where you have a lot of people who they're very excited listening to the show. At some point, this episode is going to come to a conclusion. Then you listening to the show, you're going to have different thoughts rambling about, like, what could I do now based on this advice that Steven's been sharing? So I feel like with this kind of setup, some people, they're not going to take action. And other people, they're just going to really go running off to the races. And, like, some episodes, it's like someone takes action, then bam, they achieve all the results. So I'm wondering if you could share with us how, at the conclusion of this episode, how can we actually take action on it instead of saying, wow, what a great episode, Steven shared a lot, but not do anything?
Well, for me personally, there's 2 ways. Like, I can tell you right now, fewer than 2% of everybody listening to this podcast is going to take action. It's just the way it is. Even though it would completely transform their lives, just the act of taking action changes your whole state of mind. Not even getting anywhere. Just that first step of taking action is what changes your state of mind. So everyone listen and do yourself a favor, stop whatever you're doing and take action right now. It doesn't matter if you take action in my direction. Just take action. Go to LinkedIn. Look at the search engine. Change your subject matter, you know, your title. Just go to Facebook and do a live immediately, right now, you know. If anything I said resonated with any of the listeners, don't tell yourself tomorrow. Tell yourself right now. And if you're serious about taking your business to a whole new level and you want access to me personally, I have a training program that I just launched. And it's still got some, you know, some spots left. I have to tell you something at the end here, but that's happening. But it's a founder price for $195 a month, and it's a coaching club. It's the Fast Lane Revenue Coaching Club. And everything I just explained to you that I charged $20,000 for, you get in a group session in this coaching club. I'll post a link under here. You can have the link in there as well. And, you know, just make a long story short, here's how to make the decision. I can persuade heads of state to call me when they're making huge decisions. I can teach you how to develop the same kind of intuition and belief in yourself. So if you think that believing in yourself so you can close impossible deals is going to make you more than $200 a month, then it's a no-brainer. You need to talk to me personally. If you don't think being a new version of yourself is worth it, then just go to Stephen E. Kuhn, stephen-kuhn.com, and sign up for my free video series on HIT. That's 5 videos that will teach you how to start forming and living your life according to HIT, honesty, integrity, transparency. And so there's the three options. That's for me. You join me personally, you join my coaching club, the Fastlane Revenue Coaching Club, or you just go get my 5 free videos on my website. Simple as that.
Stephen, you're offering so much to the listeners. Thank you for offering all these great resources, which again will be in the show notes. But one of the things I want to ask you is, I know that all of us face certain challenges throughout our journeys, and I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge that you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Wow, I learned so many. You know, I think most of it has to do with, and I think this has to do with most people you talk to, you know, it's always pretty to talk about the challenges you had in business and making money and stuff, but the real challenges come with the mindset, right? You know, for me, true belief is absolutely paramount to being successful. And true belief is when you have lack of doubt. So absolute lack of doubt is for me true belief. And that means when you have lack of doubt, you're not actively believing. It just is. So it's like having faith. It's like praying or whatever it is that you do to the universe or meditate. You take an idea, you take an intention, and you focus on that intention and you visualize it, taste it, see it, smell it, and you say, yep, it's happening already. And then you let it go and say, it's going to happen, done, or it is happening. And that was for me super hard to do. Me as a soldier, nothing's left to chance. And I had to leave that chance word behind and turn it into faith, because just the thought of saying it's a chance, I'm cutting my chances down to 50%, because that's 50-50 chance, right? But when my mind says, what are you worried about? Like, for instance, I went to Peru again this year. I just got back last week. And I go every year and I do plant medicine. So it's ayahuasca and San Pedro. And there are some people call them psychedelics. I don't, because I don't get psychedelic out. I just get very focused and I work on my intentions. And this year I went in with, you know, a list of intentions. And within the first 10 minutes, I realized, what am I worried about? They're all happening already. So now I got 8 more days. Well, what am I here for? Right. So, you know, I worked through my intentions in the first half an hour or the first hour. And then I was done. So I started working on other things on me. And this is where the development comes in, of course, the deeper development. But in the end, the challenge for me was always that true belief. And the lessons I learned were where I came very close to amazing things. Like I have a best-selling book in Germany. And it came out. I wrote it. It came out 2 weeks later. I wrote it in 2 weeks. It came out 2 weeks later. It was a bestseller 2 weeks after that. And it could have been, you know, 150,000 copy bestseller, but it wasn't, because of some mistakes that I made, that lack of belief, right? So I was like, oh, I'm just going to make it. I'm like, oh, it never works out for me. And boom, it didn't, right? It's like I fell short. And I could give you a list of stuff that I went through. And I won't talk about, you know, my childhood with a gun in my mouth and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's that everyone has their story and it's all relative to where I am today. But I'd rather focus on today, the goodness, the greatness that I've achieved within my own life, my amazing family, my amazing wife, and my literally amazing life. I mean, I can't imagine, I can't believe that I have the life that I have. And it's because I do believe, you know? So yeah, and about giving away all this content, people are like, Steve, why do you always give away so much free information? Because there's enough for everybody. Everybody on this planet can be a millionaire. Everybody, every single person on this planet can be a millionaire. There's more than enough to go around. And if there isn't, when you're a millionaire, you create it, don't you? So you create jobs to create wealth, to create money. You know what I mean? And people need to stop that poverty mindset, that limiting mindset. Anything is possible. And I can tell you one short story about where I knew that. I was in boot camp, 1986. a little bit overweight. I was just getting out of high school. I was a 240-pound football player. I was really bad at football, so I can't say that I played. I stood on the sidelines all the time. And I went to boot camp, and we're running through these hills. We ran for like an hour and a half. Then we went to the obstacle course, and we got to this wall, and you had to jump over this wall without a rope, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And the drill sergeant put his foot in the back of my neck, pushed me down in the dirt, and was yelling at me and calling me all kinds of names until I had this hate in me, or this, I don't know, energy or whatever it was. I jumped up, and with one swing, I went over that wall. And suddenly, I landed on the other side, and I said, oh, my God, it was all in my mind. This was – but my mind is this powerful? So I went around and did it again, and he booted me and said, keep going. And from that point on, I never had a doubt in my mind that I could do anything I wanted. And that's why I walked up to Mick Jagger's team and said, I'm your new bodyguard. Or I went to Andrea Bocelli and said, I want to renegotiate your contracts. I want to manage one of your groups. And they took me because I have that self-confidence, because I know what I went through that. Look, the biggest mistake a lot of us make when it comes to life lessons is we don't learn from them. We talk about them, and they're nice to talk about. They're nice to write about. But we make the same mistakes over and over and over instead of learning from it and saying, you know what? That taught me that my mind is more powerful than anything. And it just stuck with me. And a lot of people forget that. And they move forward. It was a long time ago, you know, that kind of stuff. So I say, you know, grasp that person inside of you that's freaking amazing and pull out all stops and just know that the only limits that you have in this world are the ones that you set yourself through your lack of belief or your belief that you can't.
Steven, some absolutely powerful stuff in that answer. And I think we really need to focus on the good things that happen to us. I mean, I do ask for the biggest challenge to give us some of the stories out there. But I mean, that whole idea of focusing on the good, that idea of focusing on the limitless potential that we have is something that I really think everyone should be doing. And then there'll be a lot more goal achievers, a lot more millionaires. And one of the things I feel like can help us on that journey is self-education. I know that you listening to this episode right now, you're learning a lot from this episode. I'm sure you've got a lot of other ways you're learning, but Steven, I wonder if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh, you had to ask that question, right? My goodness. Well, my friend, these are books that I share with all of my clients. Okay? All three of these books I share with all of my clients. And in this order. So after we reach the revenue, then I share with them The Inside Out Revolution by Michael Neal. These are all Audible books. I think Audible is very, very powerful. The second book I share with them is The Richest Man in Babylon by Charles Conrad, an amazing book written a long time ago. The third book is Miracle Power for Infinite Riches by Dr. Joseph Murphy. And those three books, they will, without a doubt, and I promise you, change your life and your mindset to turn you into a superstar if you listen and implement.
Steven, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. Richest Man in Babylon, a very short read. I'm not sure how long or short the other two are, but I know that's a short one. So definitely not too long to read to have that big impact. We'll throw all those in the show notes, markcabrera.com/E269. And we'll also throw in Content Marketing Secrets in the show notes as well. That book is recently came out as an audiobook, so that's another option for anyone interested in audio content. One of the things that I want to touch on just before we wrap up this episode is, Steven, I've asked you several questions during our time together. There are a lot of like really insightful answers, so much that you provided us today, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Why am I not where I want to be? Simple. And, you know, more than not, it's because you just believe you can't. You know, something's in your way. It's not fair. Or why do they have everything and I don't? And, you know, things like that. So it's just, I get up every morning and I do my magic mornings or miracle mornings, whatever you want to call them. And I'll do a little bit of meditation. I'll do some journaling. I'll listen to some audiobook and I'll do some reading and then I'll do some fitness. And that sets me up for the day. And that's where I ask myself, where am I right now? Where do I really want to be? And am I on the right path? But that's basically the three questions I ask myself every morning that I journal about and talk about. And when you do these magic or miracle mornings or whatever you want to call them, it keeps you focused. It keeps you on the right track. And it motivates the heck out of you because you're up before everyone else and you receive them you're focused, you're ready, you're on the ball, your body's fired up. It's just an amazing thing. So yeah, just where am I? Where do I want to go? And am I on the right path?
Steven, that is such an awesome question. One of those questions where if we meaningfully answer it, I think we could really hit our breakthroughs. So thank you for sharing with us that question and all of the great insights you've provided as well. I know you have an immediate impact consulting and a few other places where we could find you. So I'm going to just give you the spotlight for a second and just you could talk about the immediate impact consulting. Just let us all know where we can find you.
Yeah. Okay, great. So my website is Steven with a V dash Kuhn, KUHN.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see two options to contact me. And that is on the front page. And that is book me for a consulting session or LinkedIn training. Or you can go to the contact page and just write me a message. And my consulting is we do a free consultation and I can show you how I can help you. And then we can move forward from there. Or you can join the coaching club, Fastlane Coaching Club. That's on Facebook under Fastlane Coaching Club, Fastlane Revenue Coaching Club. Or you go to my Facebook page, which is Steven Kuhn Official. And you go from there. You'll find me. Just Google it. You'll find it. You'll find me. And I'm fairly easy to find. And we can go from there. Just write me. Honestly, don't go looking for yourself. Ask me, hey, man, I got this problem. Steven, can you help me out? Or I have this company or I have this thing or that thing. I want to start this company. I want to turn this one around, whatever. And just ask me a question. That's the easiest way instead of trying to find yourself. And I always say that to everybody. If you're stuck somewhere or you're somewhere and you want to go somewhere else, always find somebody who's already there and just ask them how they did it. Simple as that. You know, collapse time. Pew, move forward, rocket ship style.
Steven, thank you for sharing with us a few of the ways we can reach out to you. And I mean, just again, for coming on the show, sharing all of your great insights with us today. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
It was my absolute pleasure. I appreciate it. Anyone has questions, reach out to me. And otherwise, I wish you all the very best of success.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn